Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Good to see everybody. Are you good to be here? Look to the person next to you and say, "It is good to see me." Oh, I'm supposed to say it's good to see you. You know how that stuff goes. Let's do this. We are one more time. Amen. That's who we are, right? Amen. Amen. God's at work. We're going to be talking about a little bit about Thanksgiving, but mainly about praise and how praise actually functions. But I want to ask the first question: is God worthy of our praise? Answer that. Half of you said, yeah. Let's hear all of you. Yes. All right. All right. Of course he is, but do we know how to praise him? Would you like to know deeper ways to praise him? Yes? Wave at me. You'd like to know deeper ways of praising him. All right. Well, we're going to go that way. We'll understand the blessings of praise. Number one, praise is a sign of you're seeking God. It's a sign of you seeking God. So your praise is a sign of you seeking God. That's in Psalm 22:26. I'm not going to take the time to read all these scriptures, but I will read that one. Those who seek him will praise him. Those who seek him will praise him. So your praise is a sign of you seeking God. Now, for those of you that are note takers, I've got a blessing for you. The notes will be available after the service. typed up papers like this one. And also after the service, we'll put it on the church app under events, and you just pick the notes and it'll come up on your phone. Whoa, how about that? Yeah. Old dogs can learn new tricks every now and then. Okay, seeking God. Here's another one. You can write it down if you want to. It said, praise makes God known. When you praise God, it makes him known to other people. Why? Because they hear your praise. How many of you know that we need to praise God in the midst of the church, and we need to praise God in the midst of the world? Everywhere. We need to praise God. We really do. So Psalm 76, 1 and 2. And here's one that says, praise is a vehicle of communication from one generation to another. That's over in Psalm 154. It said, our praises will communicate about God from one generation to another. When you don't praise God, you're not communicating fully to the next generation. Your praise is an indicator. Your praise is something that translates what God is to you, who God is to you, so others, the other generation, can grab hold of it. And they need to see our praise. They need to hear our praise. They need to see us demonstrate it. Amen? All right, the next one is praise shall go up first before battle. This is in Judges. It's amazing to me how God does things. Okay, there's a battle here. There's a war going on. There's a battle here. There's fierceness. There's trouble. There's desperation. There's despair. There's all kind of things happen. What are we going to do? Send out the worshipers. That's, you know, it's like, oh, so you really better get ready for. No, send out the worshipers. Send out the praisers. Send out the ones that's singing. Send out the ones that's playing. So that's in Judges 20, verse 18. The next thing is, praise is God's way to ambush and rout your enemy. So. So if you have, how many of you have an enemy? How many of you don't know that you've got one? You may not have them in living person, but you got one called the devil. You know, he is your enemy. He will fight against you as hard as he can, as much as he can. But God, this is God, when you find that, you know, when Jehoshaphat sent them out, they were in battle. They're in the valley. They're about to go out, but they were outnumbered. And the prophet stood up and said, here's what you do. And they listened to the prophet. By the way, the Bible says listen to the prophet, and you'll succeed. Okay, but we try to do away with prophets today. We must not want to succeed. I'll leave that alone. I really will. But we'll go. So that's in 2 Chronicles 20, 20, 22 and 24. Praise turns impossibilities into victories. It takes you from impossibilities to being triumphant just by praise. Anytime you see Judah in the Bible, Judah means praise. So when you see Judah in the Bible, you say praise. He's talking about praise. Talking about the people too, but he's talking about praise. So on the next one, watch this and said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Say I'm a special people. You really are. You're a special people to God. And here, you're all of that you may proclaim the praises. It is your job, my job, to proclaim the praises of God, of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He took us out of darkness and put us into his marvelous light. But see, why are we here? There's one reason, to proclaim the praises of God. Well, I do that every Sunday. Yay. That's great. We need to do it every day. He's the same God on Monday. He saved you. He's the same God that you worship on Sunday. He needs to be the same God that you worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day. Everybody say, every day. Every day. Say it again. Every day. Every day. Yeah, that's almost like a song. Every praise to our God. Glory, hallelujah, in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Boom, 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 boom. Every praise is to our God. Yeah. How many days? Every day. Every day we're going to praise. Every day we're going to praise. Great. So see, that's what we're up to. Actions of how do we know we're praising him? Here's some actions. Singing. Shouting. We did some of that this morning. Shouting. Joyful noise. By the way, let's see. He did say joyful. So if you're happy making that noise, good. If you ain't happy making that noise, that ain't a joyful noise. Okay, let's move on. Instruments, buy instruments. And he said, laugh. How many of you know we need to learn how to laugh again? Yes. Look at your neighbor. All right, worked. It worked. Look up here. That'd be fine, isn't it? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is another way to proclaim. What is next? Standing, kneeling, bowing, dancing, clapping hands. We've done a lot of that today. Clapping hands, uplifting of hands. Look at this one. Look at this. This is Psalm 9. It says, I will praise you, O Lord, with what? It's not a little bit. It's not part of it. It's all of our heart, all of our heart. I will tell you all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies. Say it loud. Say it proud. My enemies turn back. They what? They stumble and they perish when you appear. When you show up. You know how he shows up? we bring him. I bring him. Amen. I know you do. You bring him. So we praise him with all of our heart. So here's where we're going. We're going to 7 Hebrew. This is main Hebrew words of praise. You ready to go? All right. Here we go. Yada. Whoops. We went green. Are we okay? We went off. Yada. Now, the number beside it is the Strong's number. You don't have to necessarily know that. Toda. Shabak. Haleo. Barak. Tahila. That's not tequila. That's Tahila. That's Tahila. There's your 7 Hebrew. Now, listen. Yoda didn't make it. You Star Wars people should have said, that's true. I should leave that comedy stuff. I should leave it alone. I really should, because it doesn't come out as comedy. Sometimes it comes out, that's dumb. Yoda didn't make it. All right, let's go on. Zamar, there's 7. There's all 7 of them. So, Yada. Yada, what does that mean? It means to lift up hands, to lift up the hands, to be thankful, have an attitude of love towards God for what he's done. Do you have an attitude of love towards God for what he's done? See, that is Yada. You lifting up, when a lot of you were lifting up your hands, that was your praise, that you were Yada-ing. You were praising him with the Yada, the lifting of his hands, your heart being lifted up for what he's done for you, being thankful. To confess, to be in agreement with God. Your confession is in agreement with God. You know, sometimes we confess things that God never said or God doesn't agree with. See, true confession is agreement with God, even when you're confessing something that you did that was wrong. Because he's saying that's not the right thing to do. So when you confess it, you're in agreement with God. And then it fights depression, helps you fight depression. And this one I love. It talks about shoot at the enemy. I just learned that one this week. I really did. It's like shooting the enemy. I like that. Didn't you? I like it. I really do. Where's the verse for that, Pastor? Well, it's over in Jeremiah 50. Jeremiah 50, verse 14. Draw up your battle lines against Babylon on every side. All you who bend the bow, shoot at her. Yada. So what are you shooting? Praise. You're shooting yada at, not for the enemy, but at the enemy. And it says, do not be sparing with your arrows. Don't just shoot one praise and let it go. Get every praise you got inside you and start letting them fly. I don't know about you. I like that. I really do. God tells me, hey, when the enemy comes in, when he comes in, that's part of raising up a standard is my praise. You know, so he said, okay, draw up your battle lines. Get ready. Get ready. Raise your battle cry against the enemy on every side. In other words, when you see the enemy, praise. Give him thanks. Let me tell you what God's done. You know, it's every side. Then you go around on this side, maybe you didn't need to change. So I got news for you. It ain't happening here. Whatever you got ain't happening here. Our hands are raised. Our hearts are in love with the Lord. And we are loving him with an attitude of for everything he's done for us. And you just yada on. So who of you lifted your hands this morning during worship? How many of you did that? You're going to lift your hands. Look, just take a look. Leave them up. Just take a look. See, all over the place, everybody was, y'all dying. We had a lot of yada going on. Well, that is God's way when you say, look, I know this will change our attitudes a lot of time. That's why we do it. Said, why don't they lift their hands? You know, are they being arrested? Well, yeah, by God. He's captivated our hearts. All right. Y'all okay with that? So this thing, let me explain a little bit more about this thing about Babylon. Babylon means confusion and a gate of God, little g. Babylon is confusion and a gateway for a false god. So any gateway of the false gods that are showing up, you yada, you praise, and you shoot the praise that you have in your heart toward the false gods. See, this stuff I can do. I don't have to create images on the computer. This is stuff I can do. So if it's a gateway of a false god, it's a gateway for lies and deception. It's a gateway for lies and deception. So what do we need to do? We need to praise God. When lies and deception show up, we need to praise God. We need to yada. Said, oh, what? I'm gonna believe the truth. My heart's toward God. I know what He's done for me. And I'm grateful for what He's done for me. That's the reason we lift hands. That's just one of the reasons why we lift hands. Lift our arms and our hands. And also a false god, a gate of a false god is a voice that is opposed to God. So Babylon is a voice that is opposed to God. Have you ever met those voices? Have you ever heard those voices? Is this the right people? Did I show up at the wrong church? No, listen. Have you ever heard the false voice? Have you ever heard the voices that wasn't God? One of the ways you get rid of that voice is start praising Him. Okay, so when the false gods show up, what do? Yada! Now, I'm going to see some of y'all. I've run into some of y'all out in the public. On certain aisles. Now, when I show up, I'm not your enemy, but I'm okay with you yada-ing right there in the middle of the potato chip aisle. I'm fine with it. I might even join you. Y'all okay? Y'all okay with this? All right. Let's look at the next one. Let's look at Todah. Never mind. I'm moving right along. Todah, to extend, wants to extend the hands. Wants to extend. I had Ren Wilson. Him and his sister. They came around the corner and all you got to do is this right here. To extend the hands, and they know what to do. They just run right up to you and give you a hug. And then you know who they asked for? They said, Pastor Terry. You know who they asked for? Where is Miss Pastor Terry? I got thinking about that, and I said, what? I said, where is Miss Pastor Terry? Miss Pastor Terry. Oh, that's Miss Brenda. So, but anyway, to extend the hands to welcome and to be in agreement with God. A lot of times, extending a hand is a handshake. To be in agreement, giving your word or something. To extend the hands. What the next part is to say the same thing. Sacrifices. To say the same thing about. Say the same thing God's saying. That's Todah. You know, when we sing about He's covered our, He's, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Todah, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We're in agreement. That's Todah, with an extension of agreement. I'm agreeing, and that's what we do when we worship in these songs. To glorify God. Thanksgiving, this is a thanksgiving, for what He's going to do. You want God to do something, so you start what? Todahing. You start extending the hand with what He's saying. You want something to happen, find out what God has to say about it. Extend your hands to accept it and take it in and be in agreement with what He says about it. So that's a thanksgiving for what He's about to do. How many of you have something that God needs to do for you? you're really wanting him to do it because you can't get it done. What do you need to do? Toda. You need to toda. It means jubilation. It means so much excitement that you can't hardly stand yourself. You're just, how many of you have ever experienced jubilation? I mean, it's just all over you. You ever seen anybody in jubilation doing this? That's not jubilation. I see y'all smiling on the back row. Y'all about to break out into jubilation already. I see you. By the way, we are praying for Holly, still praying for Holly. And we're praying for Antony as well. So jubilation and toda is when we get together and do thanks. Thanksgiving. See, this coming Thursday is a toda day. It's a day of giving thanks. It's a day of giving, of extending your hands to accept and embrace what God is saying. Embrace what God is doing. Embrace what God is about to do. How many of you know God's about to do something that we've never seen before? I'll guarantee you wait. You wait and see. It's coming. It's coming. This thing about toda glorifies God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Now that goes back a ways. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that offereth a conversation aright. Somebody has been singing scripture songs when they first came out. Yeah, that's great. See, it's good. It magnifies God. I will praise the Lord, the name of the Lord with a song, and I will magnify him. I will magnify him. I will make him look bigger with my toda. Well, that's good stuff. It really is. I'll make him look bigger. It inspires integrity. Offering to God, toda, thanksgiving. Pay thy, and it will be a pay thy vows unto the Most High. It'll create integrity in your heart. Okay, it connects you to God's supply. When you come before God, let us enter into His praise, let her into His presence with what? Thanksgiving. Okay, let's go to the next one. Got a few more. What is that? Shabbat. What does that mean? To shout. Matter of fact, Pastor John, his instruction was, everybody give God a good shout. You know what he said? Everybody Shabbat right now. Praise. Everybody praise. The shout. The Shabbat is a shout. Address to God with a what voice? No, it's not that way. It's how. I say give God a Shabbat. Just give him a shout. Amen. Somebody say, that's a shouting church. That's a shabocking church. Why? The thing is, you know, they said it's address God with a loud voice. It didn't say with a timid voice. That's when he says, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come with confidence to the throne of grace and to find help. It means to be still. It means to still, to be free of care. In other words, you're not worried. You're not worrying. Why? I'm shouting. Why? I'm going to awaken heaven. I'm going to awaken the atmosphere with my shout, with a heartfelt shout to God. That's the reason you shout in church. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Okay. All right. Then it means to trumpet what God has done. To trumpet loudly. To trumpet what God has done. Has God done things for you? He says, my lips will praise thee. Thus will I bless thee, and I will lift up my hands in your name. Wow. Shout to the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, for he has strengthened the bars of thy gates. He strengthened the bars of the authority that he's given you, and he has blessed your children within thee. He goes on and he says, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto the Lord, his holy name, and to triumph his praise, Shabbat, to do it loudly. One generation, watch this one, Psalm 145 says, in verse 4 it says, One generation shall shabak thy works to another. And they shall declare, and they shall declare his mighty works. So you should shout what he's done. Don't be timid. Don't be ashamed. Let it roll. Let it roll. I'm trying to locate him, but I think I got him. But anyway, yeah. But see, hey, yeah. Listen, the thing is, said no. That's being out of order. Okay, let's move on. Let's look at Hallel. To rave, to boast, to dance. There's that word dance again. To celebrate, to act madly. Now, let me clarify this. When you study it, it doesn't mean to act madly, but it means to act like the world thinks you're mad. What you're about to do, the world's going to say, you know, you're crazy. You've gone cuckoo, cuckoo. No. To act, anyway, to act madly. I'm just stretching our praise. That's what God's doing with these meanings, letting us know. So it also means to be clamorously foolish before God. To be clamorously foolish before God. The exuberance and the joy that we have, and we just break out into dance, and we shine, and we radiate before God. And listen, I already know that my dancing before you is bad. No, my wife told me that when we were dating. She was a great dancer. She still is a good dancer. She really is. She used to shag. Won a shag contest at the beach, and that's how good she is. Yeah. But I tried to. She said, this is a contest. You can't dance with me. I'm going to get somebody else. She said, your dancing looks like a wounded duck falling from the ground. That's the truth. You said it. You did. She said, I'm not telling you. She said, and she told the truth. But here's the thing. Watch this. Here's the thing. When you dance for the Lord, it don't matter what anybody thinks. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. David dancing to the Lord. And a lot happened. We won't go into all that. But anyway. To radiate, to shine, to dance. This is Hallel. And you get this thing, he says, in the New Testament is, they healed this guy, and he said he was walking and leaping and praising God. Why? God touched him. It didn't stop him from jumping. It didn't stop him from looking clamorously foolish before God. Didn't bother him one bit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why? Because he was experiencing his God. He was experiencing the touch of God, the healing of God. Let's see if there's another one I want to read here. I will hallel the name of God with a song and magnify him with todah, with thanksgiving. All of Psalm 150, there's about 13, praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. All this is hallel. Every one of them is hallel. This one right here, to rave. To boast about your God. To celebrate. To celebrate. To celebrate. That's the reason we come. To celebrate him. To worship him. Okay, let's move on. Barak means to kneel, to bow, to bless, to salute, to honor. To give attention to trust with expectancy. To give place to God. See, When you kneel, that's part of your worship. When you kneel before God, when you bow before God, it's part of your worship. If you don't do that often, pick it up. Start doing it. Because he's worthy. He's worthy of everything that we give him. Amen. He's worthy of everything that we give him. And this is just a broadening our way of praise. You know, and to trust him with expectation. Our expectations are in the Lord. Amen. Trust him with them. Trust him. Bow. Lay before the Lord. To lay down before the Lord. Are y'all hearing me? See, we can't start letting the flesh mind, say, well, not that they can't. If God is leading you to go in that direction, go in that direction. Okay. Give place to him. It means to give place. In other words, wait a minute. I need something to happen. Give place to God. Let God do it. Give place to him. It means bless. It says bless. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because his people have willingly offered themselves. To bow, I'm willingly offering myself. What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do, Lord? And then lay. See, the thing is, we have to be at a place to where we're going to trust God with our expectations. And we want to worship him in every way that he says to worship him. To praise him in every way that he says to praise him. Okay. There's more. All these notes, I don't have time for them. I really can't read them to you, but you can get them. Hallelujah. Let's see what else. See what else we got. Okay. Here are the Tehillah. Tehillah. It's a spontaneous song of the Spirit. It means to lift up from the Spirit. It means a new song. We had a song today that talked about singing a new song. You know what a new song is? Okay. All right. A new song. That's a song you hadn't sang before. All of a sudden, words come out of your mouth that you're just worshiping him with something that's in your heart that you want to sing back to him. It also means to sing a hymn. That one you probably do know. It means to sing that. But to sing spontaneously. We love you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We worship you with all of our heart. My life is yours. My life is yours. Yeah, I've never sang that one before. That's a new song. Bubbling up out of your heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's tequila. That's the reason it rhymes with tequila. Because you got a thing to do with it. You know, you say, man, where'd that come from? You know. But see, it's God's way to spontaneously begin to let you explode into worship in words that you've never sang before. Singing in the Spirit. Okay. A hymn. To boast publicly. And the Bible says this is where God inhabits. God inhabits the Tehillah. He inhabits. He lives in this kind of praise. That's what the Bible says. Okay, where's that at? Let's see. Let me find it. Okay, where's it at? Where's it at? Here it is. Psalms 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O Lord, O thou that inhabits the Tehillah of his people. He lives there. In this spontaneous thing coming out of you, he said, that's where I dwell. That's where I live. It's not a visitation. It's a habitation. Amen. He said, he didn't say I'm going to come and visit that. No, that's where I live. I live in this spontaneous song that you sing. Boy, I tell you, it's just good, isn't it? I know I got to go. All right, let's look at this one. Zamar. Pastor Charlie, come on up. Michael, come on up. You guys come on up. Touch the strings.
touch the strings, touch the strings. Play the instruments and sing. Play the instruments and dance. Where's the rest of you uns? See, the playing of the instruments is their praise. It's not their routine. It isn't their performance. They're not performers. They're worshipers. They're praisers. Are you hearing that? They're worshipers. They're praisers. Who's you're on the keys? Go ahead, cut loose. Go ahead. Just go ahead. I know it's just on the spot. Just do it. Just do whatever you want to do. I'm fine. I thought he was about to cut loose on a Jerry Lee Lewis thing. I can't help it. I really can't help it. I said, he's not doing that. Is he doing that? See, what do we do? We laughed. Why? It's the Spirit of the Lord. It's okay to laugh in church. I was told growing up, don't laugh in church, don't move in church, don't wiggle in church, don't do nothing. And they would feed me vanilla wafers. I'd start moving, here comes another vanilla wafer. I'm telling you the truth. You couldn't move, you couldn't do nothing. Okay. Zamah, see, to play with the instruments, to touch the strings, to touch the percussion, to be able to play a song. It doesn't have to be a spontaneous that nobody knows. See, with them, they need to find whatever key that is and follow that leader. Talks about music speaking. The Bible talks about in 1 Chronicles that music prophesies. Read it. It's in there. Music will move you. That's God's way of doing things. That's all. He does different things. The zamar is to be able to, when you hear the music, you begin to connect to the zamar and bring your yada, your Todah, and all the others, Shabbat, Rafa, Alel. So you bring one, it's an introduction. It's something that God puts together to get your attention and introduces you that the door is open. Come on. Y'all hearing me? Y'all with me? What is that?
There's a reason I can see. Is Jesus. I will lift my hands up. I will raise my voice up. I will shout of your love till the day that I die. Everything that I have, all my worship I bring. You're the reason I live. You're the reason I sing. And I will lift my hands up. I will raise my voice.
Now, we're
We're going to do that again. This time, I want you to be able to shoot the arrows at the enemy that's in your life that is either, it's either physical, spiritual, or whatever, emotional, it could be mental, whatever the enemy is. He said, I want you to get ready to do that and shoot the arrows of praise to that enemy. Are y'all, this is what God said to do. So whatever it is that is harassing you, that is coming to you, your life, this is your opportunity to learn how now to shoot the arrows of praise right at it. Are you with me? One more time. Let's do it again. One, two, what?
I will lift my hands up. I will raise my voice high.
Which king it was, but it was the king of Israel, who was told by a prophet to take some arrows and strike the ground to defeat his enemies. And he only struck the ground three times, and the prophet told him, you should have kept doing it because your enemies would totally vanquish them. So take that and don't just go three times. Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. One praise report we have is, Brenda just reminded me, is Out of the Ashes just got their permit to move in their new building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo!
All right, did you learn any more about praise? All right, hope you did. The notes are back here at the back. Also, there's references. Every reference in the Bible where Yada is listed, where all of them's listed, the reference is there. Also, as you go out, we have bookmarks, and I want everybody to get one. And it has all seven Hebrew words and partial meanings on there, but it's a bookmarker. So I want you to get one of those and enjoy it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much. Bless your name. We worship you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the time we've had together in your name. And Lord, we have truly felt your presence. And Lord, as we leave here, we're stirred in our hearts to, as Dan said, to keep it going. Keep it going. Don't just be shallow in it. Take it to the deepest parts of our lives, yes, in our worship and our praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.